Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee, and also all members of the public. I have submitted written testimony to this committee from the boards of selectmen from the following towns: Pittsburgh, Stewartstown, Colebrook, and Northumberland. Also written testimony from myself and John Amy. I would like to read briefly, if I could, the written testimony from the Town of Pittsburgh Select Board. We write in our capacity as selectmen of the Town of Pittsburgh, New Hampshire. Please be advised, the Town of Pittsburgh supports both House Bill 580 being heard by your committee at 1 p.m. and 484 at 2:30. Our support for these bills is based on our deep concerns that the construction of enormous disruptive energy projects in our town and elsewhere in Coos County is proceeding at a pace that is ignoring the wishes of our local population here in Pittsburgh and our neighboring communities. We in Pittsburgh and many other communities in northern Coos County have for years geared our future to the development of a four-season tourism economy. This is supported by the numerous jobs in that industry and in the home building industry, which attracts both working and retired families to our communities. We are truly a four-season tourist destination, and with availability of high-speed internet, we are a highly desirable place to live and work. Fishing, hunting, boating, hiking, ATV trails, and snowmobile trails are what attract people to our community. Pittsburgh is presently known as the snowmobiling capital of New England. We earned that title because of the pristine environment, aspects of our spectacular scenery, undeveloped lakes and rivers, and our open trail system through otherwise unbroken forested lands. Unsightly transmission lines and wind towers now threaten to harm our town and our neighboring communities. These threatened energy projects, which are not needed and are privately owned, will completely change our way of life in the direction that we as a community wish to proceed. There has been no input from us, and we need you to stand up for our rights as owners and stewards of our land. We want to take advantage of our natural resources, surroundings, and not clear-cut them and erect unsightly towers and transmission lines or huge wind towers that mar the outdoor experience here. We need to have a voice in this process. We need to have a statewide energy policy that takes all interest into consideration, and we need to have a site evaluation committee that is required to hear and respect the voices of the people. That is why we support these two bills. We are aware that some in the town of Franklin feel differently because of the perceived needs to build huge tax base, but we are not asking Franklin to host our local needs or to submit to our way of life. And we believe it is unfair for Franklin to ask us to destroy our environment for the sake of their tax revenue. We are only asking you, our legislators, to honor and give meaningful voice to our ability to participate in making hugely important decisions about our environment, to which thousands and thousands of tourists and potential residents is now attracted. Without a comprehensive energy policy and changes in the site evaluation criteria for siting energy projects, we risk losing our lifetimes and the lifetimes of our children, the most important assets of this town and that of our neighboring communities. We apologize for being unable to attend your public hearings on these two bills, but we are committed to local work and engagements that make it possible for us to make the 7-hour round trip to Concord today. Please accept this letter as our testimony and make it part of your record of the public hearings. And that is from the Town of Pittsburgh and their select board. Good morning, Chairman, Board, and members of the committee. From the cold, far north, our great state of New Hampshire, where the snow is not plentiful, money is scarce, and votes on behalf of few, comes a plea for all who I speak for today to pass House Bill 580. While we are well aware that New Hampshire and most of New England experience some of the highest electric rates in the country, we are also aware that this very reason may be the primary catalyst for the recent rapid growth of both generation and transmission facilities. We question if this growth is truly to reduce costs to ratepayers or if it is primarily to benefit stockholders both here and in New England as well as foreign interests. We know that TransCanada, Brookfield Power, and Hydro-Quebec, to name only a few, are destined to profit from our seemingly ever-growing need for electricity. We also know that New Hampshire currently produces a considerable excess of power. A case in point is the Coos Wind Farm located in Dixville and Millsfield. Was asked by ISO of New England to cut back from their maximum capability in 2012 for reasons we are uncertain, but price or supply may have been the issue. We also know that there are currently additional wind farms being planned in the North Country, and everyone knows by now that there are competing HVDC transmission projects being planned for Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, all for the primary purpose of satisfying the electric grid in southern New Hampshire. I believe that House Bill 580 is long overdue in that we are allowing electric utility development to proceed without any plan as to what is best for New Hampshire as well as our neighboring New England states. And finally, today, I would like to publicly thank the New Hampshire Fish and Game Commission for their support of House Bill 580. It is truly the best interest of our state to study our needs first and then build them later. And that was from John Amy, who owns the last farm in the state of New Hampshire in Pittsburgh, and he wrote that on paper towels yesterday morning while he was milking the cows. Mr. Chairman, if I may, and this is the last thing that I would like to address this committee with, and for the record, my name is Richard Sampson, 804 Piper Hill Road, Stewartstown, New Hampshire. I am Coos County Commissioner, District 3, the largest district in the state that starts in Northumberland and ends in Pittsburgh. I am here representing my constituents, and I rise in support of House Bill 580. My wife of 48 years and I are third-generation New Hampshire natives living in our state in Goffstown, Hillsborough, Lancaster, Colebrook, and now Stewartstown, all of our lives except while serving our country. I am a Vietnam and Iraqi veteran, a former selectman, budget committee member, planning board member, and a member of the New Hampshire Timber Owners. My wife is a former small business owner. The reason for this background is because my wife and I are deeply concerned and worried about the future of our state. The reasons are many, but the most important one is our state's lack of any type of energy policy, and especially a comprehensive energy policy. Listening to excuses and reasons from both sides last week as to why or why not the previous bills should or should not be passed, I wondered where the common sense, honesty, and respect for our citizens had gone. Misstatements, half-truths, misinformation were presented by some public officials, union leaders, and most disturbingly, by lobbyists. Most of the testimony here is and will be given by citizens who are here on their own time and at their own expense. We are not being paid to be here and are here because we love our state and recognize it is time that our legislative bodies respond to our requests. This is not, and I repeat, not just about Northern Pass. It is about energy in its entirety. In Coos County alone, TransCanada and Brookfield Power own the dams or rights to all but two sites on the Connecticut River, from Littleton to Pittsburgh. On the Androscoggin River, TransCanada owns all but one of the dams from Shelburne to Arrow. Brookfield Power owns 75% of the Coos Wind Park due to a requirement imposed upon them by the Site Evaluation Committee. With a contract to sell 80% of that generated power to Central Vermont Public Service and Green Mountain Power, both Vermont utilities are now owned by Canadian firms. In Coos County, we have under construction a new biomass generating facility, one wind park in operation, two more on the drawing boards, and Northern Pass, not to mention the hydros. New Hampshire already has an excess of power, and yet with no energy policy whatsoever, so why is more generation planned and for whose benefit and profit? Can anyone answer why Public Service Company of New Hampshire generates, transmits, and distributes power in New Hampshire, and yet we have some of the highest rates in New England and the United States? Is it because the PUC is controlled by retired or former utility employees? Is it because the Site Evaluation Committee is comprised of department heads? These appointed, not elected officials cannot possibly have our state's best interest as their primary obligation and responsibility. Are there any public members on these committees with no ties to the utility industry? I feel this bill will be the most important bill with the greatest impact on our state's future. I respectfully challenge this committee to take a bold step and recommend House Bill 580 to be passed as is and diligently work to see that New Hampshire has a fair, honest, and beneficial comprehensive energy plan in place before any more energy facilities are approved or built. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, as I close, read this quote from a very close and respected friend and New Hampshire native that loves our state as much as any of us here today, and I quote Wayne Montgomery from Stark, New Hampshire, a University of New Hampshire graduate. "We are in the middle of being surrounded in the North Country by several special interest groups who know a better way to help us live our lives, but in each case, it appears to be more for their personal gain than for our real welfare. It appears that the combination of people who set public policy, politicians, and special interest advocates have got the uninformed John Q. public overwhelmed with misinformation that promotes their agenda for their respective monetary gains. I have a favorite way to express my view, which is, we are being led in this state by intelligent people who have little wisdom. That is why we are here today. Mr. Chairman, I would gladly entertain any questions of you or your committee. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the group? Thank you very much.